Hello, this is Louis J. Buckley, conductor of the Metropolitan Wind Symphony, welcoming you to this podcast preview of our spring concert on Sunday afternoon, May 5th, 2013, at 2 o'clock. The program will take place in Lexington, Massachusetts, in Carey Hall at 1605 Massachusetts Avenue. This concert, which we're calling A World Premiere and a Brilliant Soloist, will feature, as advertised, both a world premiere performance of a brand new work and a wonderful young trumpet soloist. We will also be joined for the second half of the concert by students of the many Met Winds members who are public and private music teachers. Our concert will begin with Mock Morris by famed band composer Percy Grainger. Based on the feel of a traditional English folk dance, it's a lively romp that will start our program with a jolt of energy and vigor. Next, we give a nod to traditional band music with Gordon Jacobs' An Original Suite. Written in an era when original music for band by established composers was relatively rare, this is a charming three-movement suite that has unfortunately fallen out of routine band repertoire performance. It is a reminder that Gordon Jacob was a gifted creator of beautiful melodies and that he is missed. This will bring us to our world premiere, Arctic Voices. You aren't hearing it for the excellent reason that it has not yet been performed, much less recorded. The piece was written by Matthew LaRocca, one of two co-winners of our competition contest for young composers held last year. Having been selected as a winner, Matt had already begun composing his new piece for us when he took what he described as an amazing trip to the Arctic Circle last year with a group of international artists from many different disciplines. He was so affected by what he experienced that he came home, discarded the material he was already working on, and began a new portrait in sound based on what he saw and heard on this trip. At a recent rehearsal, he spoke to us so eloquently of his adventure that I have invited him to do the same for you in the pre-concert talk. I urge you not to miss this rare opportunity to hear a composer tell you firsthand how a uniquely compelling experience informed his work. Having delivered on our promise to bring you a world premiere performance, we will next turn to our other major concert highlight by bringing you one of the most remarkable young trumpet soloists in the world today, 12-year-old Jeffrey Gallant. This young man is simply astonishing, and I say that speaking as both a trumpet player and a conductor. The performance you are hearing is Jeff last year at age 11 in his first performance of the piece he'll be playing for you, the Yellow Rose of Texas variations. Hearing him live will be an opportunity you do not want to miss. One last thought. Though I don't want to give too much away, don't let him get off the stage without playing his encore. It's gorgeous. Santa Fe Saga is one of my personal favorite works of famed composer, conductor, and longtime ASCAP president Morton Gould, commissioned by the American Bandmasters Association and premiered in that organization's 1956 annual convention held in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This magnificent piece displays Gould's remarkable compositional gifts as he beautifully represents the spirit of the open West in sound. Reflecting both the folk dances of the area and the textures of the untamed land, this difficult piece, not often played in part because of that difficulty, will send you into our concert intermission energized and impressed. Many of our MWS members are public and private teachers, and one of our favorite annual traditions is inviting their students to join us for the second half of our spring concert. Not only does it play directly into our mission of inspiring a love of music in people of all ages, but it is simply joyful to sit next to these young players in the early stages of their journeys into the world of music that is so important in the lives of all of us associated with the Metropolitan Wind Symphony. First, middle school students will join us for film composer Rossano Galante's beautiful Redemption. In this wonderful lyrical work, Galante, no relation to Jeff, by the way, has woven a wonderful romantic composition that will warm your hearts. Redemption will be followed by Robert Sheldon's River Trail Expedition, named for a trek down the Hopalong-Cassidy River Trail on the Vermilion River. Characterized by energy, pointed rhythms, and dissonances interspersed with beautiful lyrical melodies, this work is a strong addition to the repertoire for young band. Our high school-aged student musicians will join us for David Maslanka's remarkable work, Tears. A talented, often commissioned wind composer, Maslanka challenges players and listeners alike, writing music that reaches far beyond the ordinary to create indelible emotional impressions that tend to stay with us. Inspired by his having read African writer Amadou Kourouma's novel Monu, Tears reflects Maslanka's own reaction to the profoundly negative impact on native African cultures of European colonization. Maslanka took his title from one of Kourouma's chapter headings, "Our tears will not be abundant enough to make a river, nor our cries of pain sharp enough to extinguish fires." Although this description may make tears sound like a dreary passage through an awful era, it is in fact about inner transformation, about overcoming pain and moving, quote, toward the heart of love. We will close our concert with the piece you heard at the top of this podcast, Frank Tekeli's wonderful work, Joy Revisited. Like Tears, this piece was also inspired by a strong emotional response, though to emotions of an entirely different nature, the great joy brought about by the birth of the Tekeli's first child. In writing about the piece, Tekeli says, "These intense feelings most any father would feel on such a day were, in my case, accompanied by a simple little tune which grabbed hold of me and refused to let go until I jotted it down. This wonderfully uplifting piece is a perfect way to end a concert. Please be aware that we were given this piece free of charge with the condition that it be used as part of a fundraiser for the victims of Hurricane Sandy. We are honored to be a part of this effort, and we will offer you the opportunity to make an appropriate donation at the concert. As usual, I'll give a pre-concert talk at 1:30, giving you the inside scoop on the music, and I'll suggest some things to listen for in the different pieces. Again, this concert will be on Sunday afternoon, May 5th, at 2 o'clock in Lexington, Massachusetts, in Carey Hall at 1605 Massachusetts Avenue. Tickets are $18 for adults, $14 for seniors and students over age 18, and $6 for young people from 5 to 18. We invite you to learn more about the Metropolitan Wind Symphony by visiting our website at www.mws-boston.org. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join us for the concert.